This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Now it's Lion Tamer Bliss. Jeff first brought my attention to P-22 months ago when P-22 showed up in his backyard in Orange County, roaming around looking for handouts, disturbed by perhaps the drought, perhaps the wildfires, perhaps P-22 is adventurous. So I thought Jeff and I were the only two people talking about this particular mountain lion. No, it turns out to be there's a festival for P-22. Jeff, what festival? Where? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This festival is up in the Griffith Park area, which is where the Griffith Observatory is that we've talked about before. It sits in the hills above Los Angeles. People commonly call the area the Hollywood Hills. You can see off to one of the sides the famous Hollywood sign. And down below, you see Los Angeles spread out before you. But in those hills, much of the hills are undeveloped and still, you know, very wild. And so you do get mountain lions as well as deer and other animals in there. And this one particular mountain lion, P-22, is known to roam throughout the area. He's got quite a wide range, as you pointed out, and has even been photographed in front of the famous Hollywood sign in a very, very famous photo in National Geographic. But he's become such an attraction, such a talked about celebrity of sorts in a town of celebrities, that they decided this week they were going to have a P-22 festival up there in the hills, and brought out a lot of people.
Jeff, I first joked about this with you, but suddenly it occurs to me, does he have an agent?
John, in L.A., everybody has an agent. Even agents have agents. So no doubt in my mind that P-22 has an agent. And after this weekend, he probably inked a 3-picture deal and a Netflix special.
Oh, I'm thinking merchandise. You see the stuffed little P-22 in the shops for Christmas? And P-22 recommends this cereal or that cereal? You understand. P-22 endorses. It could be very sensitive, you know, about the fact that this is a meat eater. However, I'm sure P-22 can pitch anything, including vegetarian meat, quick preparation meals.
Well, I do know this weekend at the festival, there's all kinds of P-22 merchandise. I should have made my way up there and grabbed you a T-shirt or a mug, but next year we'll broadcast from the P-22 festival.
We want this stuffed little soft P-22 models. That's what we want for Christmas. Everybody needs a P-22. Now, P-22 is getting all the attention because it's in L.A., mountain lion. Where is Redlands, Jeff? Because these mountain lions look somewhat threatening.
So Redlands is a community about 60, 65 miles southeast of downtown L.A. It's famous. That area is famous for agriculture and transportation. There's also a university out there. It used to be fairly rural, but now it's it's become quite the part of suburban explosion throughout Southern California. And much like other places in California, Southern California, where you have suburbia bumping up against the rural undeveloped areas, you have those animals coming down into the suburbs, into the neighborhoods, and all kinds, whether it's rabbits or deer, or in this case, mountain lions. So it's not unusual to see this happen, but we're seeing it more often.
Now, if the Redlands is a community organized like Los Angeles, just not as populous, they can hold a festival for their mountain lions. Jeff, there's there's a business plan here. Festival, you have a mountain lion. It's prowling around in the area. Remember the mountain lion the other night we talked about chasing away coyotes? All of them need agents. They need production.
Yeah, I think we have a whole untapped entertainment market. What do they call it? A vertical sector or something here with animals. So I'll talk to my guys in Hollywood. They can talk to their guys, and we'll set up a picture deal.
A plush doll of P-22 can be used for a plush doll of, M-44. This is transferable. Now let's head to San Francisco. where there is no notice at this point of mountain lions. However, we talked about this the other night, and we were guessing a little bit, but in the Daily Mail, Ghost Town San Francisco, tech entrepreneur shares snaps of woke city's deserted downtown on weekday morning and says she fears its finances will collapse as it's revealed just 39% of its workers have gone back to the office. And Jeff, this looks like San Francisco looks like the science fiction stories where there would be three people left in the world wandering the streets. There's nobody there. This is 9:20 in the morning. Did this happen all of a sudden because of the pandemic, or has this been going on for years?
We started to see some people pulling back from the core, the business area. And that was because of the violence, you know, because of the crime, because of the homelessness, the panhandling that got quite aggressive. A lot of people having their cars broken into. It wasn't worth going to work. And then the pandemic hits and that kind of sealed the deal. And on top of that, you have the business climate in California and particularly in San Francisco, which is not very friendly to many businesses. And a lot of those folks have either just given up or relocated. Some of them are big companies that have relocated. And most recently, you have Elon Musk saying he's thinking about relocating Twitter. So it doesn't surprise me that we're seeing this down there. As you point out, it looks like these dystopian movies like Omega Man, where there's nobody left on Earth, almost just a few. And it used to be, because I worked in that area, I know that it was sometimes tough getting across the street on a green light because traffic was so bad. It was like Manhattan with all the taxis and cars. But nowadays, it's almost like you could lie down in the middle of the street and never worry about getting run over.
We're not exaggerating. These streets are empty of, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pedestrians, a car way in the distance. Wow. Okay, now we go from San Francisco to the mayor's race in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is much more spread out, so you're not going to get pictures that show people not coming back. However, the mayor's race is the focus of a national attention. I believe the president was there recently. And there was some sense that Rick Caruso, the Democratic challenger to Karen Bass, the preferred Democratic establishment candidate, there was some sense that Caruso was doing better because he was spending so much money. I didn't realize how much money. And now the polling has suggested that this is a toss-up. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah, and I think toss-up is being kind. Right now, in some of the polls we're looking at, he's ahead by as much as 4 points. And that's quite a turnaround, considering at one point he was down 12 points. So a 16-point, you know, seven, or might be as much as 17 or 18 points actually turnaround is just remarkable, almost unheard of in American politics. But, you know, he has this big ad spend. I think it's going to be a total of $16 million out of his own pocket when he's done. And he's a multi-billionaire, so folks don't feel too bad about that money. And then on top of that, you had a couple scandals that that Karen Bass was involved with, and she had to answer for that. And she made some slip-ups in public that got her in Dutch with some of the different groups. And then on top of that, we have this ongoing problem, LA City Council, with you know, with bigoted remarks that were taped, and it's causing people to resign and they're trying to force them to resign from city council. And it's primarily the Hispanic majority on the council that's feeling the heat, but it's creating a huge rift between them and the Black community, which is who were on the bad end of many of those remarks. And so that has added to the mix, because now you have some of the Latino voters, it appears, pulling away from Karen Bass and gravitating toward Rick Caruso.
However, the Democratic establishment in California has voting that goes on for days and days after the election day. And we recall in the primary, Caruso was leading, I believe, on election day, and then Karen Bass won by 7 points. That mechanism is still in place for the general election, correct, Jeff?
That is correct. Ballot harvesting has been a major factor here for the past two major election cycles. It played a huge role back in 2020 when it flipped some traditional conservative House seats to Democrat. But then the Republicans saw what they did and they flipped them back to Republican. But what we're seeing now, as you point out, in the mayor's race, is the big question is going to be is, what does the machine, the Democratic machine, do, or two separate machines, the one that Bass uses and the one that Caruso uses. Will he have enough money in pull to make sure that the ballot harvesting on her side doesn't upset things?
Does the governor have anything to say in this race, or does he stay out of it? He's associated with San Francisco. Does he have weight in Los Angeles, Governor Newsom?
He has increasing weight in Los Angeles because people see him as somebody who's going to be a potential, a potential candidate for president. And more he's coming down here and speaking to the liberals on the West Side and other moneyed places about, you know, abortion and a whole host of other progressive causes. But, you know, for the most part, he's been staying out of this race, but it's understood that he is backing Karen Bass.
Caruso, though, is running as a Democrat, so he will have advantages for the governor as well. Caruso's a developer, right? He's not a politician. He's a man builds high-end shopping centers.
That's correct. Caruso's a self-made multi-billionaire developer. He's a very well-regarded activist in the community in terms of helping the community out in various places. He's on various civic boards. He's a philanthropist who's given tens of millions, if not more than $100 million to different organizations and institutions. Rick Caruso was a force to be reckoned with before he ever got in this race, and I'm sure he will, regardless whatever happens. He'll remain a force in L.A., but he does bring that gravitas with him, and he's somebody that understands business, understands what needs to be done at the base level when it comes to things like homelessness and crime, and he's not really part of the establishment, so that's an added attraction for many Angelina voters.
But, Jeff, he is a Democrat, right? We're looking at Democrat versus Democrat, so the party maintains Democratic control of Los Angeles, no matter what happens on Election Day.
Absolutely. That part of the state stays true blue.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Looking out for P22, who's become a celebrity mountain lion. Lion tamer Bliss first discovered P22, and he was wandering in the hills of Orange County. A star is born. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.